If you followed the news at all, and I'm sure you have, there actually was a very good article in the Fargo Forum today about the Griggs County Courthouse and what's happening in the Griggs County Courthouse and how the bills aren't being paid and about how the contractor is saying, you know what, it looks like we've got no other recourse but to file suit. When the recall petitions were being circulated and the old Griggs County Commission was basically fired and replaced by five new county commissioners, one of the individuals that called me and said, you know, we want time. We want equal time. We want to be able to come in and present our case to your listening audience of why we believe things are amiss in Griggs County. One of those individuals was John Wakefield. And John, he was not a supporter of the courthouse. In fairness to John, he was not in any way, shape, or form a supporter of the courthouse. And he was very upset that Griggs County had gone forward after the county itself, the citizens had voted down the courthouse project three times. And so he had felt like they had done an end around on him. But I asked John, I said, look, this is forward. The contracts are let. You're building a courthouse. If people recall these county commissioners and you yourself now are running for county commission and one of the leaders in the recall petitions, if you end up on the Griggs County Commission, what's your attitude going to be on that courthouse? Are you going to see this project through? Are you going to pay the bills? Are you going to get it done? And John said, no, that's done. We may not like it. We may be disappointed in how this happened. But you know what? That courthouse will go forward. And the new slate of commissioners that we're proposing that people put in Griggs County are not going to be roadblocks to the new courthouse. That's part of our past. We need to go forward with a more frugal future. And I took John at his word. Well, this morning I called County Commissioner Wakefield and I said, John, what's going on? The bills aren't getting paid. I mean, this is some serious, serious stuff here. We're talking about the county itself. Can you imagine what it can suffer in terms of lawsuit? This contractor has every right to be upset if the bills aren't getting paid. And he said, there's a lot to it. And I said, well, come on and tell us about it. And so that's what I did. He was good enough to come on. Commissioner Wakefield, good to have you on News and Views.
Thank you, Joel. You have a long memory. I didn't even remember saying that.
Well, you did say it. You did. It is the truth.
It is the truth. And the county commission has been striving from the time that we took office to put this grant into a position where we can receive payment. I'll just go through the timeline here. First of all, some background information. This courthouse project grant, the EOC grant, was originally applied for when this was going to be a public project. And it was awarded when it was going to be a public project. That was done in anticipation of the voters approving the courthouse project, and then of course the EOC would have been tagged on right with that. It would have been both public projects. It would have went along quite nicely. Well, that isn't what happened. When the courthouse project became a private entity, there was no time, or it wasn't feasible to switch the grant award over to the private entity. And from that time forward, there were problems taking place. And I talked with you before I was elected. I'm looking at the timeline here. Greg Wills is the director of the North Dakota DES who is in charge of administering these funds for FEMA and Homeland Security. And the first contact that we had with him was October 25th of 2013. And that was the start of the process to try to get these funds the paperwork in line so that we could accept these funds. That was the start of it. So that was 15 days after we took office. Then it goes on from there, but we realized quite early that this process was going to be long and difficult. So on the 20, excuse me, let me back up one. Greg Wills then had a legal review done, and that was done the 22nd of November 2013, outlined what issues we were facing as far as trying to be in compliance with this grant. Immediately after that, we realized as a county commission that this was going to be a struggle. And we, at that time, went forward and started the process of extending the grant. We extended the grant period for 1 year. It took us about 3 months in order to achieve that extension. But if not for that extension, this project would be dead. This grant was going to run out at the end of June 2014. We now have it extended till September 1st, 2015. I just got off the phone with the Griggs County DES director, which is Sheriff Bob Hook, and to double check. And as of today, and as for the last number of months, we have had every piece of information into the North Dakota DES that they requested. And we are just awaiting the results of them going through this information and making awards. And we've also been assured that if there's any lapses or any more information they need, they will notify us, and we will have the ability then to supply in any information that's missing. And this process will go on as long as it takes to be confident that we have received every dime in these federal funds that we are eligible for.
Commissioner Wakefield, who's overseeing the project? Who's the one? I mean, there's a reason you hire engineers to make sure that, you know, requests for funding are in place, that you have the funding in time, that the work's done. There's a reason they get a piece of the pie, and that's because they oversee things. Or either that or your county auditor or whoever else you put in charge of overseeing this project. Who is supposed to make sure the bills get paid so that we're not sitting here with a contractor pulling off a job, with interest being talked about, with lawsuits being talked about, so that all of these different entities don't have that person to go to that says, look, well in advance, because what you just described is a bureaucratic issue with the state of North Dakota, and it kind of puts things back on the state of North Dakota and its departments, when all of that should have been resolved far in advance of when these bills came due.
I agree, Joel. As I stated earlier, this is a complex issue, and the Griggs County does not own this building, nor do they own, are they going to have ownership of the EOC portion of the building. Because of the nature of how this was done, remember, the citizens didn't agree. And
walk them through that, John, because I think that's important for people to understand. It goes to what you were getting at, the ownership and how it came about being built in the first place.
Okay. I forget that because I'm involved with it, I remember everything went on, and other people don't. And here's how it went. There was a proposal made to build a new courthouse that was put before the voters of Griggs County three times it was denied. It was up for a vote the fourth time, and the ex-commissioners, the prior commissioners, pulled it off the ballot and decided to go forward with the building authority method of doing this, which would basically form a private entity, which then would lease the building to Griggs County. And that lease agreement would be covered by a tax levy of 10 mills on the county, which would net out $2.2 million over 20 years. That, through, I call it a loophole, some other people call it, through that loophole in the law, they were able to secure those funds without the vote of the people. It was done with a majority vote of the county commission. But that now puts the building, the courthouse building, in private ownership. And for some reason, the EOC portion of the building, which was still going to be funded by the federal funds, was not broken out of that contract. So Griggs County signed a lease agreement with the building authority, not only leasing the new courthouse, which was to be paid for with the grant dollar with the bond money, but also leasing the EOC portion of the building, which they were paying for with grant dollars. So, in essence, Griggs County was leasing their own building, is leasing their own building. And you can imagine when you have federal dollars, how hard it is to move those federal dollars to a private entity.
John, when we come back, and I'll tell you these in advance, so you can think about them. I don't want to surprise you with any questions here. Just ponder these before we come back. Number one, there's talk that there is $170,000 that has been given to Griggs County that could have went towards paying one of these bills, and you haven't allocated the money. So answer that one when we come back. The other one that I want you to think about is word had gotten to me that another mold survey was done at the courthouse. And that was the cause of all this in the beginning, was that you had the oldest courthouse in North Dakota, and there was mold, and it was supposedly an unsafe place for the employees, and that this survey actually came back worse than the original. And I want your answer to that, too, whether that's true or not. I don't want it out there as a rumor without hearing from you, John. So first, I've got to find Terry Spies. I've got to find him and find out what's going on in the weather. John Wakefield is our guest. He's a commissioner from Griggs County, and I want to thank John because he came on with us, and it is easy coming on saying, I'm the county commissioner from Griggs County. We're not paying our bills. But he's trying to explain to you why, or at least his version of why. And, John, before the break, I asked you two questions. Number one, let's get to this one. Did you as a county commission get a new mold survey on the old courthouse? There seems to be some information coming to me from Griggs County that says you did.
There was an updated mold survey done. I don't believe it was done on the entire courthouse. It was done on the problem areas in the basement, and it confirmed that because we didn't address the mold issues previously for the investigation, that we were supposed to stop the intervention of water, that the mold condition had gotten worse, not substantially worse, but there was more mold than in the prior survey. Again, that did not necessitate tearing down or shutting off the courthouse. They just recommended the same cleanup procedures they recommended during the last survey, which we don't have the money to do. No money was allocated for that. So the technical answer to the question is yes, the mold in that particular area was higher. That's an uninhabited area in the courthouse. It's in the basement. And it was caused because of neglect. There just wasn't, as we were building a new courthouse, there wasn't any reason to address those mold issues.
Okay. John, is there money there that you could be paying some of these bills that you, as a county commission, haven't allocated?
We have received in the last month, total two different payments, one for approximately $66,000 and one for $84,000. And that money is in the county treasury. We are now in the process of trying to figure out, as I mentioned before, how to get federal money into a private project. And let me clear up one thing, Joel. The article in the forum gave the impression that Griggs County was solely responsible for these bills. That's not correct. Both Griggs County and the Building Authority have contracts with construction engineers. So any monies owed, there's no separate billing on this. This is all billed into one billing. Any money owed as of now with these contracts in place is the responsibility of not only the Building Authority, but also Griggs County. And up until this date, the Building Authority has been paying the bill. This project started last July 2013, and the Building Authority, as per our lease agreement with them, as per the county's lease agreement with the Building Authority, they have been paying all the bills. And the Building Authority, as of right now, or as of the last time we checked, still had $216,000 in their account. So, could these bills have been paid?
Well,
I know that the $170,000 that we have here, we are looking for a way to get that over into this project. We just haven't determined how to do that yet.
John, I got to go to a break. Do you want to say more when we come back, or did you get your piece out?
Well, I'd like to.
Okay, hang with me then. I'll make sure and give you some more time. Stick around. Welcome back to News and Views. Joel Heitkamp, your host. Amy Eiler, the producer of News and Views. John Wakefield is our guest. He's a commissioner from Griggs County. Griggs County in a potential lawsuit with their contractor. It's construction engineering, or engineers, I should say. And they're saying they're owed money, and they pulled off the job. And this is the new courthouse, the new emergency build. I mean, it's a multi-layered, multifaceted thing. Just a little highlight before I go back to John. You've got a situation where three times voters rejected a project. The old commission went forward with the project, and I had them in here. And I think I can say this without them getting mad at me. The reason they said they went forward with the project was because there was availability of grant dollars. And if they hadn't used those grant dollars, they knew that Griggs County had to do something anyway. And if they hadn't used those grant dollars, they felt that Griggs County would have ended up standing the bill for the whole thing. Now, that being said, when John came in and he and his group and the majority of the people of Griggs County voted to throw out the old county commissioners and elect these guys new county commissioners, their argument appeared to be, and I think was, that, wait, you didn't listen to the voters of Griggs County. So here we sit. You've got the old commission, which was really in charge of the new building project because they're on the building authority for it, and you've got the current commission, which is a partner in making sure, as a lessee of the new building, of how this goes. And John's argument is, look, the money doesn't come directly to us. It goes to the how we can get it to the building authority because it's not a governmental agency and we're not getting paid. I asked John, I said, do you have some money that you could get out there? And he said, yeah, we're trying to work through how we do that. There's a little highlight of where the fight is going in Griggs County. The most important thing to keep in mind here is that there are bills not being paid as per contract to the contractor of this new courthouse. Everything's at a stall. Now, you know what that means. You know what that means. That means whatever you're paying today, the price of it just went up. Okay? So that's there. And I think, John, you would agree with me on that. Would you not? That when a construction stalls, contractors pull off to get them back on to finish the project, the cost of this project is going up.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me say right at the start here, construction engineers has not at fault in this in any way. They're caught in the middle of a bureaucratic snafu, basically. And they've done everything per contract, and they are the victims here. And both sides are working towards trying to resolve that. How that takes place is still an open question. Again, we have the problem with the federal funds, trying to get into this private hands, because after all, the building authority is going to own this building and lease it to the county for the next 20 years. So we're going to work as hard as we can till we exhaust the technical side of this. We're going to keep at it until all the funds are in place or we fail. At the point we fail, if we fail, I believe there is still an avenue. I believe there's a political fix at the federal level. If this grant was re-awarded to the building authority, this would solve all the problems. And I believe a non-for-profit building authority is an eligible recipient of this grant. So that is the final trick up our sleeve if all else fails. Till then, we're going to keep slugging away at this. But maybe, being we need a federal fix on this, Joel, maybe you can help pull some strings with that.
Well, she doesn't answer my phone calls anymore, John. But, I understand what you're getting at in terms of looking at all your options. John, every day costs more money, though. And who's your point person? Who's the person that you've said, you know what, we're the Griggs County Commission, we're in charge now, you are in charge of resolving this?
Well, that's right. The Griggs County Commission and the Building Authority are in charge of resolving this. Remember, up to this point, the Building Authority has been paying the bill. And Griggs County has $0 allocated for this. The prior commissioners didn't even put a budget forward for 2014 for this project. They did not include the grant into the 2014 budget. So there is no other provision for payment here. And for what reason, why the grant dollars were not included into the 2014 budget, I have no idea. That's a question for the prior commissioner.
But the reason I asked that question the way I did, John, is this.
Yep.
The county commission and the building authority don't like each other and don't trust each other. Fair?
If that's your view of it, I would.
Well, you threw them out of office and you got their jobs. So to say that there's a lot of love in the room would be a gross exaggeration, right?
I disagree with the way they did things. I don't necessarily disagree with them personally.
Okay, I'll let you put it in your words. My point is, in saying who's the point person, is somebody needs to be able to talk to both of these entities that they trust that can come back with a resolution to finishing up this courthouse. Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay. And do you have any idea, as the leaders of Griggs County, who you're looking at to do just that?
Well, as of the status right now, and considering that the Building Authority has hired legal representation, I would assume that the deciding authority is probably going to be one of our courts. I think we need, you're absolutely right that we need a third party in here to decide to straighten this out, and it won't be straightened out to anybody's satisfaction until an authority higher than the county commission or higher than the building authority decides that. And I think that's the path forward.
Okay.
I don't want it to go that way. We're working so it doesn't go that way, and there's many different variables in here, but that is definitely one of the variables involved in this.
John, some things have come into me by text through our text club at 35270. I don't want to read them without you being on air, because that sure. is that we don't do things that way if we can avoid it here. But
nope.
Somebody texts in and said, ask Mr. Wakefield about bullying county employees into trying to get him farm status for his lake cabin for tax purposes. True or not?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not true.
Okay, another one, John.
I
don't want to give it a lot of time if it's not true.
No.
If it's not,
no, it's not.
Okay. Okay.
I
want to throw another one at you. They say that you are pushing to take away 4-H premiums from the kids. True or not?
Untrue. We funded the 4-H program higher than it was funded last year. All we did was froze the wages for the employees, as we froze all county employees' wages at 2014 levels. The budget for the 4-H program for the county agent is going to be higher than it was last year, even with the freeze in the wages.
Okay, another one, John. People saying that the current county commission, every time you get a loan with them, they're saying all over Griggs County that it's always been their goal to stop this courthouse project at all costs. True or not?
Untrue. That would be completely against the whole purpose that we unseated the prior county commissioners. We unseated the prior county commissioners, in my view, because they were doing a disservice to the voters. Why would we sabotage this project, which would then cost the voters more money?
Okay.
We are faced with trying to deal with the program that the prior county commissioners put in place, and they didn't put it in place correctly. And now it is administratively creating a nightmare.
Another text comes in and says, please remind John that some of the smaller contractors that work on this just can't stand to not be paid, and they might go bankrupt because of this. Concerns, John?
Many concerns, and I field those calls on sometimes on a daily basis. Again, the contractor's not at fault here. Griggs County does not have the ability to pay those bills until the grant funds come through. Griggs County, because of this process, is in a financial position where there is no extra money in the budget. We carried forward $29,000 excess out of last year's budget, I think is the number. We don't have the money to do it.
John, have you called Jack Dalrymple? Have you called the governor of the state? And that is not meant to throw this at Jack's doorstep as though any of this is his fault. Please take that, people, the right way. But he has a Department of Economic Development who oversees big projects, and he might be the person that can put you with the type of mediator that can work with these two groups and get this project back on track. And so, you know, 328-2200, have you called him?
I have not, because we are working through, as of right now, the process, the funding process is in the hands of the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services, and they assure us that they are working through this, and they will eventually be able to tell us what funds we're going to receive and what funds we aren't. And from that point, then we will try to provide them with information needed to, again, secure those funds. And I believe the last option is the political option. And that might be what it comes to. I don't know for sure, but we can't jump over all these other options until they've been explored, because that's not the way the system works. So we don't want to make this political unless we have to. But of course, for the benefit of the citizens of Griggs County, I'm going to do, and I believe the commissioners are going to do, anything necessary to try to secure these funds.
John, last word comes from you. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I think it's unfortunate that this happened. I think the whole thing was avoidable. If we would have wound this back 3 years, we can't wind it back. So now we're going to have to deal with the consequences of this. My goal through all of this is going to be mitigating the damage done to the taxpayers of Griggs County. And that is the total goal, along with making the contractor whole if possible. The contractor's not at fault here. Again, he's tangled up in this mess that is not of his creation, nor is it of the current county commissioner's creation. This was all put in place before we were in office. And we started 7 days after we took office trying to straighten this out. And we have the emails to prove that and the correspondence back and forth. So it cannot be said that we're dropping the ball on this. We've been working through this the whole time. If it wasn't for us, the county commission, getting the extension on the grant, this would be a dead issue, because there would be no chance of accessing these funds. This grant period would have been over.
Okay. John, I thank you for your time. Thanks for answering my phone call this morning.
Right. Let's see what you can do on a national political level now, you will, won't you?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing we got to do is get your two groups talking to each other and work that out. So, John, thank you. Appreciate it. John Wakefield, Griggs County Commissioner. Welcome back to News and Views. Joel Heitkamp, your host here on the News and Views Radio Network. Chantel is on, and she wants to talk about Griggs County. Chantel, you're on News and Views.
Yes, I am a concerned 4-H parent. It was stated in the last meeting that just because the counties don't co-op their 4-H doesn't mean it shouldn't be done. So I'm assuming they're trying to co-op us with another county. We'd be the only county in North Dakota with a co-op 4-H.
Okay. So was that said at the last meeting?
I have the audio.
Okay.
We have 45 kids enrolled now in 4-H, plus 4 more families coming in, and they're going to co-op us?
Right. I mean, 4-H, I knew Griggs County had a long history and a big support when it came to 4-H.
Do you everything right we do. And we have parents, a lot of parents give their time, a lot.
I hope you understand the passion that comes out in something like this, because being county champion when you're co-opt, not only did it just get tougher, but you're no longer county champion. Right, Chantel? That's the point.
Well, yes, that is it. But I'm talking travel. We are a distance. I travel already 20 miles for my meetings. I mean, you've got people that got to travel forever, and you're going to lose people. And then we're going to lose 4-H. One county is going to lose their fair because 4-H is your fair.
Did you vote to overturn these commissioners?
No.
Okay. Is that really how things are being divided in Griggs County now? It's all based upon how you're either one who voted to overturn them or you're not.
I didn't vote. I'm in Steele County. I go to Griggs County for my 4-H.
Oh,
I can't vote. If I would have voted, I would have never voted to overturn them.
I got you now. I got you. Chantel.
I am fighting for my kids.
I hear you. I hear you, and I think we got that out there. Thank you, Chantel.